Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Limits. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's Pomp and Joe, and it's winding up another postmortem on the Steelers, only this one was exacerbated, is that the right word? Punctuated by charges of the team quitting. Kirk Herbstreit, we've heard that clip a number of times. If you just watch the game, every highlight I watch from the first half, it's like, oh my God, they were just unprepared. Doug Whaley on the post game show on television the other night saying they weren't ready to play, and that's on the coaches and Mike T. And then there was Najee after the game saying this.
I just want to say on camera, really something that we talked about on the team that I feel like we need to do, you know, just really just staying together as a team, not listening too much of the outside noise and outside attention. And that's the fastest way to break up a team. And I think that on this 4-game losing streak, I think that's what really, you know, paying attention too much of what the media say rather than just doing what we got to do. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things, the main things I feel like we could help us out, you know, because it's going to be tough. There's going to be times when, you know, you have faced some adversity, but I mean, the way you answer it is all that matters. And
wow, short clip, a lot there. He's leaving, number one. I don't think he's going to be back. Number two, he basically said, when you say the fastest way to break up a team is to listen to the outside noise, and we listen to the outside noise, he's telling me it was a fractured team, and I don't think he meant to do this, or maybe he did, but he completely indicted his head coach there. His head coach, who constantly preaches outside noise means nothing to us. It's all elevator music. We are singularly focused. Apparently you're not.
No,
apparently you're not, because you just had one guy on your team, a leader of your team allegedly, saying that outside noise broke up your team.
Right, and that's terrible look on the head coach, on the entire team, on the leaders in the locker room of the team. For him to say that that divided them, you know, goes, yeah, you have a job to do, and it should never, ever be affected by what people say. I mean, that's just the truth. Anyone who does this stuff, people say what they say. You have a job to go out and perform. And if you're that weak-minded that that kind of stuff will bother you and make a fractured locker room, then that's, I mean, that's unacceptable to hear.
And it is. It really
and
is.
And it does throw everyone under the bus.
And it's a joke, really, when you think about it, if true, that what, you were mad at what somebody said on the radio or wrote in a column? You let that break up your team? Like what, guys would see a column blaming somebody and it was somebody else's fault? I mean, you're right, Bob. Weak-minded is what I would call that. But if we're to believe Najee that this actually happened, then it was a fractured team in the end, which indicts his coach on a second count. Not only were they distracted by outside noise, but also Mike Tomlin is praised very widely for being a leader of men, having a cohesive group of men who come together in pursuit of a singular goal. Well, if they were fractured, as Najee said they were, then Tomlin failed in that mission too. And yeah. You know what? I mean, we all saw it. There was something going on defense the other night. Here's another indictment of Tomlin, the communication. He couldn't even get on the same page with his offensive coordinator on certain plays at the end of the season, like the George Pickens, the interception in the end zone against the Chiefs. Artie Smith's telling us one thing, Tomlin another. The communication breakdowns left and right, if they couldn't even get that right, like what we're going to tell the media. And then we see all the communication breakdowns on defense, even when they're healthy.
Right.
You know, I gave them a little bit of an excuse going in that they hadn't been healthy. Even when they were healthy, Tomlin, the great communicator, ironically failed to have a team that communicated properly on defense, and they got embarrassed because of it.
And here's the thing. When you're in a situation where you're acknowledging that things affect you, that is a terrible look for not just him, but for everyone in that organization. I go back to two plays that I saw. Talk about communication to support your point there. This was on offense, where typically if you're going to have pooling guards or pooling tackles or pooling anyone,
yeah,
they all pull in the same direction. There were two instances where both Broderick Jones and Dan Moore pooled opposite. They came together as if they were trying to meet at center, which doesn't make any sense, and it does not indicate that they're on the same. Somebody's missing an assignment there.
Right.
So, and listen, I'm not going to just sit here and just exclusively talk to coach. Players have got to be better, too.
Sure.
I mean, this is a number one pick in Broderick Jones, and after year two, I don't know what I think about his future now. It's changing, and the same as Dan Moore. Dan Moore came into this season. A lot of people thought he was, and he was, and he's gotten backwards since then. Is that coaching? Is that him? What is it? But it's a lot of confusion is what it is.
A lot more to talk about all week long on Pomp and Joe Limits. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
See you tomorrow, guys.
What a wonderful
Austin.
Job Limits did today,
He's
didn't
awesome.
He, Bob?
He's quick on that switchboard. He has all that stuff ready to go, too.
Is he the best producer in the world?
No, I mean, yeah.
Better than Donnie Football on the PM
He's
show?
He's standing right outside there.
Huh?
Thank you for the compliment, Bob. Through
See
great
you guys.
Bye-bye.
Right.
See you tomorrow.